Coach, congratulations on picking up your first win.
Thanks. It's been a long time coming here, and it's a good one to get off our back off right out of the gate. So kids worked hard. We've got a lot of stuff that we see we need to work on, but anytime you come away with a win, especially in a season like we've had already to start, you know, I got to be excited for our kids.
Yeah, you wondered what the team would actually look like tonight just based on the lack of time, the lack of practice time. I mean, everything was full head of steam, as we talked about yesterday, you know, going into the first week of November, and then we're halted. Coach, you have these kids for, well, you don't even have these kids for a week. I mean, you guys get to in the gym, you get some time, but nonetheless, all things considered, how happy were you as far as the fluidness of tonight's game?
Oh, I'm extremely happy. Like you said, I haven't been able to practice with them all week because of the virus. You know, that's important. It's important for us to get with each other so they know what to expect from me, and I get a better feel for what they're going to do on the floor. And we've seen that at times tonight. We were really good, and at times we were just awful. But, you know, that's the good thing about your first game and about being able to have preseason games, is to work on these things before we get to region. And, you know, we've seen a lot of guys get on the floor tonight. We're going to see other guys jump on the floor. We've got some guys that are out because of the virus. We're missing three players. We'll get them back here in the next few days. But I'm excited for our guys to get this win. I mean, we didn't even know if we were going to have a season. So for them to come out tonight and play hard and do some good things, I'm extremely excited for them.
Well, let's talk about some of the top performers tonight. We'll begin with Trevin Brazier. Boy, he was phenomenal to start this game. Anytime you have one individual player light it up from beyond the arc, but it's easy for the rest of the guys to get excited and then a little bit more comfortable. And it seemed like that happened early on in the game. Trevin's success offensively kind of put the rest of the other four guys at ease.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, Trevin can get to the basket if he wants. He can create his own shot. He's one of the few guys we have that, you know, if the ball's in his hands, I know he can create an opportunity for himself or for others. But for him to come out, you know, and hit a couple early threes kind of opened things up for us. We got to get better. We missed a ton of layups down low. I think we're just rushing our shot. You know, I mean, this was a decent-sized team that we played tonight, but we're going to play a lot bigger teams, and we just can't rush our shots. We got to finish around the rim. But, you know, again, I'm just lots of stuff to build on. Every aspect of our game we can get better on, and that's the exciting part.
Riggs Griffin tonight scores 20 points, and Riggs, I thought, was very good once again mid-range. I mean, that's what he brought to the table last year. It's something that you don't see too often anymore. You know, at the high school level, it seems like it's a three-point shot or if it's in the paint, but Riggs can really spread things out, and Coach, he can knock down a 15, 16-footer consistently.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've coached a kid who excels at that mid-range game, and he is definitely one of them. You know, every time he pulls up on a dime, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm thinking that's a terrible shot, but for him it's his best shot. And so, you know, he'll have that green light all year long to hit that shot because that's what he works on. And you know, he's another offensively skilled person. The ball's going to be in his hands a lot. I think he had a few too many turnovers tonight, but again, he's putting the ball in his hands a lot, and he's trying to make things happen, and I'm okay with that. We just, you know, we'll work on things that'll put us in better situations to not turn the ball over.
As far as the rotation goes, you mentioned being without two or three kids tonight that will play a vital role. How long is it going to take you, Coach, to find a rotation, at least in your eyes, that you're comfortable with? Okay, we go eight, we go nine men, because ultimately, I mean, a game's only 32 minutes at the high school level. I mean, that's not a lot of time.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I can put a time on it right now. I'm just looking for guys to go out and play hard. I don't think we have a big drop-off when we have any sub come in and fill in for somebody. So, I mean, there's nights when we may win a game with, you know, six or seven guys, and there may be nights when it takes 15 or 16 guys. And it's just going to depend on the game. It's going to depend on a lot of things. And, you know, tonight I think we went probably 10 or 11 deep for the most part. Some guys got in there at the end. But, you know, I mean, ultimately – you know, I can see us using 10 guys on any given night to help keep us fresh, keep us out of foul trouble. And again, I don't care how many guys it takes, as long as you come away with a W, it doesn't really matter.
That's exactly what you did tonight. Emory picks up the win, 68-54 over American Heritage. Coach, we'll talk about some of the dirty things, that have been, the cleanup things down low. I mean, you had a couple of kids that I thought just played really hard-nosed basketball, one of them being Luke Stilson. I mean, this kid is taking a lot of contact down low, a little undersized. Same thing with Bo Cook. And then we see Brett Rasmussen come in, and there's a couple of times where he's diving for balls late in the contest, gets a timeout to save a possession. The bigs definitely battled down low. And you mentioned the size. I mean, Poto Winnetana is a big, big kid that can play from anywhere from 20 to 10 feet away from the basket. These kids, they worked hard down low tonight.
Yeah, I thought we battled extremely hard. I mean, we were undersized, especially down on the block. But, you know, Luke, I mean, he's going to be undersized every night in his position, but you know, his heart is twice as big as the guy that he's playing against every night. He's going to give you everything he has. And I, you know, Bo needs to just use his athleticism a little more. Bo is wiry. He can do a lot of things, and I just need him to be a little more aggressive and look to score. And these are all things that these guys are going to find their role. And once they do, I really feel good about where we're going to be. It's just right now finding our role, knowing where we're comfortable, where we're not comfortable, and about me putting him in a situation to succeed.
Coach, you get one day off and then back at it, this time at home. It'll be against Juan Diego. When you and I talked yesterday, it's a tough team. It's a good test right out of the gate.
Yeah, 4A school that finished in the semis last year. They bring back four starters. You know, I was fortunate when I was at Carbon. They were actually in our region at times. Always put a good basketball team on the floor. They're going to be extremely talented. It's good for us. I'm excited to have them at our place. I don't think they've ever been to Emory, at least not while this head coach has been there. And so they're excited to come to our gym, and we're excited to have them and just get better. I mean, it's going to be a new test for us, better athletes, and just a bigger test for us. And, you know, I got to get my guys prepared to do that, even at the younger levels. You know, tonight was kind of a cakewalk for our younger levels. You know, winning by 40, 50 points, and that's not going to happen every night. And so our young guys are going to get a taste of a little bit better competition as well. And that's what we want. We want to get better, and we want better competition, and I know we're going to get that on Saturday.
You know, with everything that's gone down, it kind of feels like a baseball schedule when you look at the regular season outside of Christmas break. Not a lot of off days. So how do you handle that tomorrow, getting one day before you're back in action on Saturday?
You know, there's so much you want to put in, but, I mean, you just can't go and spend all practice putting new stuff in. So, I mean, realistically right now we're working on three or four main plays, two or three main defenses, and we're just going to continue to work on those things right now. Three out-of-bounds plays. I mean, I just can't put it all in at one time. But, you know, we'll just work hard tomorrow. We'll come back on Saturday, use it as a glorified practice because that's what it is for us. It's a live practice against a good team that's just going to make us better. And so one thing on our schedule, it was just a JV and a varsity. It's now going to be a freshman, sophomore, JV, varsity. So we'll actually start at 2:30 on Saturday in the Spartan Center with a freshman game and then go sophomore, JV, and varsity. So if you're just laying around on Saturday, come out and watch us play and see the new look Spartans and what we've got going on.
7 o'clock tip-off for varsity. Live coverage will begin at 6:30 here on KOAL. As far as the restrictions are concerned, it's open for everyone, right? It's visiting teams that get two tickets. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's what I've been told, that when you go on the road, you can only have two parents for each kid come to the game. We had big support here. We had more people here than American Heritage had tonight, which has always been a big thing with Emory. We travel so well, and I really appreciate the people who came up and watched us play. And, you know, our gym is big enough that we can social distance and do what we need to do. So, you know, don't be scared about coming out and watching us play. Just wear a mask and come support this group of kids.
Coach, I know you got to drive home, practice tomorrow, a game on Saturday, so I will let you get. Once again, congratulations. It's great to get the basketball season off and rolling, and we'll see you at the game on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.